This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What happened? Accident? What?
No accident.
What happened?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Ian Rappaport reports Jets are working on a trade to get Davante Adams.
This is so predictable. Yeah. It's so predictable. You wake up today, you get the Reddick news. What do you think's going to happen then? You know what's going to happen. They're going to go try to get Davante Adams. Like, that's going to solve everything. You're 2-4. You're a dysfunctional mess. A wide receiver past his prime, even though he's Aaron Rodgers' best buddy or whatever, is not going to fix it. I'm sorry, it's not.
Everybody knew that he was going to get traded. But last night was the night for Davante Adams to be in green and white. They're so ass backwards, the Jets. Everything that they do is ass backwards. And I started to say this before, Hoff. Thank you for that, Hoff, about the news. Even though I don't really care, I'm not moved by it that much because I'm still pissed off at this. And I don't think it changes. We could be sitting here 20 years from now, God willing. And if Woody Johnson, hopefully he's still alive and healthy, if Woody still owns the team, it's going to be the same song and dance. The Jets ownership is awful. That's it. There's nothing else to interpret. It's not about the wrong draft choice at quarterback or the wrong OC or the wrong head coach or the wrong this or the wrong stadium or the wrong turf. It's the wrong owner. That's the problem.
Oh, whoa. I mean, there was some fire early on the show. Check out on the free Odyssey app. Now, that was hours ago, BT. I feel like you've calmed a little bit.
Well, I'm just drained.
Now,
I did calm, but
I get it. You get an emotional toll last night and then again today.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I feel like you're starting to bounce back a little bit.
Always
here.
Try to.
Always try to rally. As my computer about to go. I'm going to take this computer and throw it out the damn window.
Remember when I threw the Jets helmet earlier?
Yeah.
Is that on video somewhere? Oh, yeah, my God.
I'm sure somebody has it. All right. So let's play the win-loss game. I think initially it started as you thought 12 wins, then it went to 11 or 10.
11. It was 11-6 or maybe 12-5 when we first did this during the summer.
All right. Well, we're at 2-4.
It dwindles every time we do it.
2-4 right now. Steelers.
Loss.
Patriots.
Win.
All right, that gets us to 3-5.
Yep.
Thursday night at home, Halloween against the Texans.
I think they'll win that game.
Whoa!
I do. Nico Collins is hurt. Like, there's some things there. Like, that's... I'm going to give them the win.
At Cardinals. Come on, it's Arizona.
I mean, if I'm giving them the Texans
win... Yeah, it's Arizona.
Now things are changing. I'm giving that dub.
Here Let's go. yeah!
Let's serve up that dub, Sal. Right,
Sunday night.
What do we
home?
Have, by the way? What's the record now after we beat the Cardinals and the Texans back-to-back?
You're giving it... All right, so you got 3-1. That gets you to 5-5.
Yes, all right, here we go.
Weeks.
7 to go.
Home Sunday night against the Colts.
Win.
Home against the Seahawks.
Win. That's 7-5.
7-5. At Miami, Tua may be back, remember, but at
Lost,
Miami.
7-6.
Okay. At Jacksonville.
I think that's going to be a win. I mean, they're worse than us. That's hard. 8-6.
Home against the Rams.
Win.
9-6. At Buffalo, a little payback.
Loss.
Ooh, come on, right after Christmas.
I can't do it after that. Buffalo wanted it more. They out-toughed us. Jets have not earned that respect right there. No way.
So we're at
9-7.
And in versus Miami.
Home?
Yeah.
10. Playoffs. With Zach. 10-7.
So, you know, it took a couple hours where we gave. Hey, okay. Devontae in play here.
Okay. So, and I didn't give him a win against Pittsburgh. Like, it's, I think that it's fairly responsible. Now, I don't have the schedule up. I want you to do it. I want you to actually do what you do.
Okay.
Take my emotion out of it, which I think I managed
do the
to
math
do. But,
on. Okay.
But maybe. I got the math. Okay, so the 2-4 now. Go.
Steelers
what
loss.
Do you got? All right, so the 2-5.
Patriots win.
3-5.
Even with if Rodgers does get hurt. Texans loss.
Okay, that's a difference there. 3-6.
Cardinals loss.
Oof. 3-7. Big difference.
Colts win.
Okay, 4-7.
Seahawks loss.
They're not going to lose that game at home, but I'll give it to you for you. 4-8, go.
At Miami, win.
Oh, so you're going to flip that. 5-9.
At Jacksonville, win.
6-9 with 2 to go.
Home against the Rams, win.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's still going to. So you're going to go with 8.
Well, I don't know. I'm just how many.
Wait, that's 7-9, and they're going to beat the Dolphins that last game.
Yeah, lose to Buffalo. Did we do that one already?
Buffalo. No, go ahead.
At Buffalo, loss.
Yep.
And then home against the Dolphins, win. Where am I at?
8-9.
Even if you flip it 1, I'm at 9. I don't think they're getting 10 wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they might not. What do you want me to say?
No, I want you to be positive. I want you to be happy.
I'd like to be positive, too. And at this point, you know, I always find a way to eventually be. I can't walk around like a deranged lunatic forever. Like, right. I got it out this morning. It was cathartic. I meant everything that I said. I stand by it. Now it's time to rally, pick yourself up, and, you know, be the leader of the Jets that I am. Right. I mean, I can only try to get people to follow me to the top of the mountain as we eventually look down upon the rest of the NFL masses as Super Bowl champions.
Tomorrow, I just have one request of you. Stop walking around work like a loser.
Why, did I walk around work like a loser today?
No, but,
I did.
You were defeated, you were angry.
Yeah, but I think being a loser would be like either I give up, which I didn't, I still resist, or being detached and delusional, thinking it's just, I don't know, I don't think I projected loser qualities this morning. Maybe psychopathic qualities this morning.
Definitely that. I'm just, you know, using your phrase. You don't want to walk around work like a loser.
No, I try not to.
Believe in your team. And by the way, Rich may have the answers here. Rich is in Corvallis, Oregon. What's up, Rich?
Rich, what's happening,
buddy?
Hey,
how's it going?
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you?
All right. So, first of all, I'm a Raiders fan, so I want to give a shout out to Mike Williams for getting the Davante Adams trade done.
Mm-hmm.
Much appreciated on his behalf.
Yeah.
You know.
Anything
you
to
know,
help?
I'll miss Davante Adams, but clearly we were wasting him, and we need all the help we can get.
Uh-huh.
But I think I've got the solution to the Jets' problem as far as being a suffering franchise.
Good.
Woody Johnson's 77, and you know, eventually we all got to pass away.
Yeah.
And it's going to take some patience, but eventually you can get a new owner. And hopefully his brother is not as invested, or because he hasn't shown himself to be more competent.
Hmm.
True.
So
interesting, Rich, and thank you for the call.
Basically
and it took you 40
saying,
seconds to
like,
get to
well,
the point.
Talk about being more. So what? When Woody dies, that's when the. I don't want to even. Don't even say that. Can't end the show like that.
Well, I mean, only two ways to get new ownership: sell.
No, I'd love for him to sell.
I'm just saying.
I love for him to sell and live for 30 more years and do whatever he's got to do.
I don't think that's the answer either, though. Hey, hopefully he can turn it around. Davante Adams is coming to gangrene, BT.
Yankees score tonight. Give me something happy. Let's go. Score.
I think the Yanks lose tonight.
No way. Cole's going to be awesome. Yanks are going to smash him.
All right, we'll be back 10 a.m. tomorrow to recap everything that happens in the Bronx tonight for Game 2. Thanks, everybody, listening. Cole, we appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dope. Thanks to Hop, Evan, and Tiki. They're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.